So last time that I talked with you, John Schwab, we were talking about your amazing book called Curtain Call, this amazing coffee table book of beautiful photograph, backstage photographs of all the London theaters. Well, now you've become this blogger lifestyle brand with Curtain Call Online. There's a store, there's a shop, but there's also it's a tool for theater professionals, right?
It's absolutely a tool for theater professionals, and it was born out of the book.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 554, Curtain Call Online. John Schwab is the creator, along with photographer Matt Humphreys, of Curtain Call, the beautiful coffee table book that chronicles life backstage in all the major London theaters. And I'm guessing the book's visual beauty is way more Matt's work than John's. But, as you'll hear, the publication of Curtain Call, the book, has led to the creation of Curtain Call, the online community. I talked to John recently about how the evolution of Curtain Call's online component began when he and Matt recognized that they were seeing familiar faces in many of the same London theaters they were visiting, and they wanted to share the recognition.
Matt and I could realize that we knew who was where. But other people didn't, and we kind of thought in this supporting website for the book that there was something bigger that could be had, which was kind of like an IMDb kind of meets LinkedIn for the theater industry. You know, I was totally aware of IBDB. I've used it and in the Playbill Vault, you know, and these resources are good, but you know, they don't kind of they're not very intuitive in my humble opinion, and not very theatrical, even though that they are kind of theater databases. You know, we wanted something where there was lovely opinion pieces about the theater. We wanted to, you know, where we could put educational blog posts and news articles and everything else. But more than that, we wanted to have a website that was reflective of the collaborative nature of theater, you know, from literally from the wig maker to the company stage manager to the person taking a bow. And our ethos is that everyone in a show should be able to take a bow. So what that has become is a resource for the kind of industry. And it's, you know, it is early days, Austin, but we've seen great growth in the website, and people are, you know, people are kind of using it now to kind of go, oh, who was in that production? And it kind of, the great thing about it also is that it grows organically. So people that put their CVs online on the site kind of start growing in a kind of holistic, organic way, where they start to make these connections that they didn't know they had. It's that 6 degrees of separation. But in the theater business, as you know, Austin, I mean, listening to your podcast, you know, you always have this story of, oh, we met, you know, 22 years ago in this. And I mean, you are, I always say it, you are the most connected man in the business. And, you know, that kind of thing that we want to be able to reflect on a website.
Well, I love so much about all of that, except, Jesus, I'm hardly the most connected person in the business. But I love the idea that it's a network. It's a network of professionals, but yes. That also that I love the idea that everybody gets a bow. We've just started, and I kind of can't believe we didn't do it sooner, but we've now started giving making Ali Bostett, our wardrobe goddess, take a bow. And she doesn't like it, but she does it, and the audience goes insane because it's a little revelation of the magic backstage, and they see her and they go, oh my God, their minds are blown, because of course that's how it happens.
Yeah.
How all the
book
changes happen.
Yeah.
This network, it's better than Twitter, because I love Twitter as a network of professionals. But what is the online portion of Curtain Call do that's like better than Twitter?
So basically, I mean, in a nutshell, what we show is who someone has worked with, not necessarily who somebody has worked for. And it is in this business, that is really important. You know, when I go to an audition, Austin, I kind of want to know, okay, who was the company manager on that show? Because they're going to get a phone call to see what John Schwab is like in the room. Who was the associate director? Because they're also going to get a phone call, so what we do is we do take those connections. Our industry is very siloed. Right now, there are websites out there, and there are functions that we are launching.
Go back one second. Yeah. I've heard that now expression a couple of times. Siloed. What does that mean?
Yeah. So siloed is, it's basically pigeonholing. But because there's so many of us, you can only fit one pigeon in a pigeonhole. So you can fit all the stage managers into a silo. So the stage managers have their website. The musicians have their website. The stage directors have their website. What curtain call are doing is going, hold on, guys. It takes 150 people. When Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was on, it took 150 people every night to make that show run. However, at the end of the day, the stage managers went off and they looked for jobs on their website. They networked on this website, and everyone had their own thing. So they only came together for that particular show. Now, when the show ends and when a run is over, it doesn't have to end. And in fact, you know, I'm going to name drop. Rufus Norris said, you know, when I was in the lift with him and at the National Theater, just happened to kind of meet him. He said to me, he's like, listen, I love what you guys are doing because the show lives on after it closes with curtain call. And I was like, you know what? That is, you know, okay, we're getting somewhere. This is what we wanted to do.
Right. Yeah, no, that's great. And you're right. This compartmentalization of all the departments in a theater can serve to isolate us and take away some of our communal power, I think. And it sounds like what you're doing is to let's strengthen the community of theater folks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to disparage kind of the community over in the West End. It was listening to a podcast on This Week in Broadway The Ensemblist. I think it was The Ensemblist, and there was a woman there that said she had been to the West End. She said there wasn't as much of a feeling of community,
right?
Like the Broadway community. And I thought, you know, there is here. We just don't shout about it as much. If we have to celebrate it in a much more British way, like I'll take my American kind of shout about things and I'll do it online, you know,
yeah.
And you know, but it is building a theater community, and it's celebrating, you know, it is celebrating the person that is making a graft of it up in Yorkshire, you know, or up in Edinburgh, or, you know, is in rep for 10 years in Glasgow. And another thing, and I'm kind of backtracking, sorry to go all over the place, but, you know, one of the big things that kind of drove me to build this is that, you know, I'm American. I live in London. You know, the Hollywood productions come over here, and I get a lot of day player stuff, right? So I play White House Reporter or FBI, this, you know, and so I play a lot of nouns, Austin, is what I'm trying to say, you know. So my named characters on film and television are, you know, they're there, but they're not as prevalent as when I go on stage and I'm part of an ensemble at the National Theatre in London and I'm able to hold that stage. I didn't have a place online that was public facing for me to show that. And I mean, maybe I'm guilty of the sin of pride, but you know what? I'm really proud of my theater career. You know, I really am. And I want to be able to show that and go, I'm not just a TV or I'm not just a video game voiceover guy. You know, I have a theater, you know, background, and this is what I love. So I want to be able to shout about it.
Well, and I think that's great. And maybe it's born of pride, but it celebrates this community. I mean, I think it's the impulse behind this podcast and behind your podcast. You know, we both know so many talented artists and entrepreneurs, and we have fun conversations, and it's nice to share those with everybody.
Hello, folks. This is Mike McShane, and you're listening deeply and completely to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Yes.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Next week, starting on August 3rd, you'll be able to see James Percy, Matt Pearson, and Joe Maudsley performing William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, at the Gilded Balloon in Edinburgh. And if you're there before August 6th, you can see me, too, probably in one of the bars, or at least at the back of the theater. And this fall, starting in September, you can see us perform all the great books Abridged, William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, and the ultimate Christmas show, Abridged, across the United States in Culver and South Bend, Indiana, West Long Branch, New Jersey, Aiken, South Carolina, Davis, California, Laramie, Wyoming, Asheville, North Carolina, Maryville, Tennessee, Somerville, New Jersey, San Jose, California, Algona, Iowa, Reston, Virginia, and La Mirada, California. Also this September, you can see us perform the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, Revised, in Hong Kong and Singapore. And next winter, we'll perform William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, off-Broadway at the New Victory Theater in New York City. And next June of 2018, we'll return to the Pittsburgh Public Theater to close out their season with our production of William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with John Schwab about Curtain Call Online, which includes the Curtain Call podcast.
I wanted to talk about that podcast. I mean, I listened for years, nearly 10 years of you guys podcasting before I started podcasting, and you know, what I loved about the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast is the breadth of people that you did talk to. And so, again, like, our podcast does the same thing, you know, over here in the UK. And but some of the most listened to podcasts are the ones you just wouldn't expect. You know, you think, oh, hold on, you know, Mark Strong or Mark Gatiss or, you know, John Goodman of Snippet. And yet it's the understudies that people flock to listen. You know, we did one on the Brit School recently, and it got so many downloads because people are just like, that's also part of the industry. It's not just about those stars. It's about, you know, it's about the guys that help those stars be lit.
And it's, I think people like behind the scenes stuff. They like going behind the scenes and showing the workings of how it all goes. Well, I have two questions. One is, so I have the Reduced Shakespeare Company website, so I feel like, and I've got Twitter and I've got Facebook, and so I feel like, well, I don't need the services of Curtain Call Online because I have all that. Can you sell me? Tell me that I do.
Yeah, I would say, yes, you do have those services. You have your Reduced Shakespeare Company website. And what I would say is, you know, we at Curtain Call encourage people to, you know, to get as much stuff out there, you know.
And in as many different places, right?
It is in as many different places, you know, but wouldn't it be wonderful? Like, there are close to 200,000 people working in the industry over here. And it wouldn't be great if we were able to show that we work together, you know, that we are connected, not only just from what I do, but from what you do. When you are a success, you're actually helping my career. And, you know, what your website is, you know, is kind of an extension of that. What we show is we're kind of bringing it into the industry as an extension of, and what, I mean, I suppose the simplest way to say it is, it wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a website that basically said we couldn't do this without each other? And on my page, you'll see that there's shows, and if you click on that show, you go, ah, behind that performance of John's was this entire company of people, you know. And it, and I think that that is what we differ. And Twitter cannot show that. Yeah. And, you know, my spotlight page cannot show that. It will say that I was directed by David Mercatali and Cargo. That's all you get. Also, it's the public facing nature of it as well. I like to describe Curtain Call. And you say, like, if I can do it succinctly, it is, imagine if IMDb and LinkedIn met at a social gathering, they got it on, had a love child, and that child caught the theater bug. You'd have Curtain Call.
Interesting. That's awesome. and I'm an old program reader from before I got into the business. And so is there a place, so say I'm not in the business, is there a place for a non-theater person who loves to go backstage and loves to read the programs and read the stat sheets about all the players. Is there a place for that person at Curtain Call Online?
Yeah, I mean, and those kind of lovely little bits and pieces, you know, we're starting to build partnerships and with people who do produce those programs. You know, our website is public facing, so a theater fan can definitely go in and see who's done what. And, you know, and when people join the website, they start fleshing out their profiles. Actually, you'll get a lot more than just, you know, the little bits and pieces. If show pages will have a bit about the show, you can see when it was on, in some cases even what times the show played, but what you do, you know, you get the poster, you get the like a header image. And what's wonderful is that when we go and cover a show, you know, because we are working on a second book, which is nice. For Our Sins, which, you know, we'll let people know about it as and when. But when we do cover a show, you really get drawn back. You were saying it's wonderful for people to see what's happening backstage, and you get to see how much goes into a show. And you'll see that, you know, I can't go on stage without somebody doing a quick dress, you know, and that is being captured by Matt and his fantastic photography. So if we go and cover a show and that goes on the website, you get much more immersive. And we do have grand designs for this website to push that out more. And what's lovely, Austin, is that we're getting invited to cover shows now. You know, when we had an idea 2 years ago to wouldn't it be great if people could see how collaborative this business is, and you know, and it all started. The whole idea for the book that we talked about it before was somebody came backstage and shot a friend of mine came back and shot us at the Renew Shakespeare Company, the Criterion Theater. Right. And that little seed got planted out. You know, there's not enough of that out there that shows it. You know, I can't stress enough how kind of proud I am of the project and how the scope of this project is growing. It's only as good as the people who are on it and the people who are enjoying it. And that's growing day by day. People are signing up and putting their credits on there every day. And, you know, I have my Spotlight profile. I have my IMDb profile. I have my, you know, casting call profile. You know, I have all these profiles. But again, it's this bit. That's just my film bit. And that bit's my bit over here. And this is my radio bit. You know, I wanted to build something that showed my career. You know, this is my career. And, you know, I think that's what's important. That's the singular thing that our website does that nobody else does out there.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Sign up for your free profile at curtaincallonline.com and check out the profiles that are there already, including mine, which I'm still in the process of building. Then send us your online community via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. You can also follow me on Twitter @AustinTichner, and the RSC is now on Instagram too, @ReducedShakespeareCompany. You can also follow John on Twitter @JohnSchwab, and Curtain Calls on Twitter too, @CurtainCall. Thanks as always to Siloed Matthew Croak, Web Services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Mallory Johnston Forsman. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Mike McShane, a member of both the UK and US theater communities. I can't wait to see him next week in Edinburgh. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 554, 1660 seconds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
It is this simple. You go onto the Curtain Call page, curtaincallonline.com. You have an option of whether you're a cast or a creative or production or musician or agent, whatever. You put your name in there and you put your email address in, and then you are on. A Curtain Call profile is free.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.